I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talk with Mike Bath. He's the chief of police at NMU and the co-chair of the emergency response team at the university. We're talking about their coronavirus response and plans as the beginning of the semester is right around the corner. Here's more with Mike Bath.
When this all started, our emergency response team kicked into gear, which we always have had, and we developed 11 logistics groups to be able to kind of look at all the different facets of campus and how we were going to make this work. One, to finish the winter semester, get into the summer semester, and then obviously prepare now to bring folks back for the fall semester. So those groups have been working very, very hard this summer, trying to make sure that we've got everything in place to make this as safe as we possibly can, obviously not knowing what could happen with the virus, but working through that.
One of the big things is that came out of it was shifting the start of the school year, which is starting on the 17th of August.
August 17th, yeah.
And that's right around the corner here. What's going to be happening now in the next couple of weeks?
So the reason we shifted is to end prior to Thanksgiving. So we're not sending kids and faculty staff away for the week and then having them come back. So when that happened, that obviously moved up our timeline and we had to get ready for that. So one of the things
I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday, where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we're joined by Northern Michigan University President Fritz Erickson for an update on how the campus is adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic.
As you know, we made a decision a number of weeks ago that we were going to do everything we could to be open for the fall. And a big part of that was to really lay out a schedule that we thought would work the very best for as many people as possible. And the idea was to get people here actually a week early, start on August 17th, but then be able to complete the semester before Thanksgiving. So students from downstate and out of state, which accounts for about half of our student population, will be able to come up and stay. And our goal is to get people here to stay, and then at Thanksgiving, instead of going up and down during that time, be able to do that. So we think that will be one of the many safety features that we're putting in place.
We're talking with Northern Michigan University.
I'm President Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. This time around, we talk with University Registrar Kim Rotundo for more about the end of the semester, which is earlier this year, and virtual commencement. Here's more with Kim Rotundo.
For the first time, the semester will end before Thanksgiving. The last date of the semester is Tuesday, November 24th. Originally, we were scheduled to end on December 12th. What we did was started the semester 1 week early, and we were able to end actually through 2.5 weeks early because of the normal week that we have off during Thanksgiving break, and then we also shortened our final exam week.
I'm Walt Lindela, and this is Wildcat Wednesday. It's where we talk about things happening at Northern Michigan University, the home of the Wildcats. Today, we talked to NMU President Fritz Erickson for a look back on the fall semester that was and a look ahead to the winter. Here's Fritz Erickson.
I think we're all just taking a collective sigh right now. Just, we made it through the semester. We made some great decisions early on. One of the best ones we made was to start the semester early, which allowed us to really run right up to Thanksgiving and end the semester. Our students were able to then go home and not have to worry about coming back. And so that was a big help through this process.